Founded in 1984, the ASCII Group is the oldest and largest group of independent IT solution providers, integrators, managed service providers, and value-added resellers. Each year, ASCII holds 9 success summits throughout the United States and Canada. Today's podcast is a collection of interviews conducted live during the latest summit held in Bethesda, Maryland, this past week on April 24th and 25th. For more information on ASCII, visit ASCII.com. Marvin B. with Podnuts Pro, coming at you live from the ASCII Success Summit in Bethesda, Maryland. And I am on what you might call Radio Row. I'm set up behind the registration booth so that during the conference, we're going to be interviewing people about ASCII, their partnerships with ASCII. But first, we are going to start with a very special guest. This is the 35th year of ASCII. And I have with me the CEO and founder, Alan Weinberger. Alan, how are you today?
Good. Great to be here.
Beautiful. So, picked a great spot.
Fantastic hotel. They've redone it, and it's beautiful. And a nice day.
And we got great weather.
Terrific.
So why don't we just go back and talk about ASCII in general in terms of how it got started. What was it that motivated you to start ASCII?
Well, I really saw the industry 35 years ago as almost the smartest people in the industry were, in those days, called resellers or integrators or value-added resellers. These are the experts that really knew how to put a solution together. Of course, many years ago, it was mostly just a typewriter, which was called the IBM PC, and couldn't do much more than that, and maybe a modem by Hayes, and that was dial-up, and that was even before the internet. But they knew everything, so wherever the industry is going to go, they were like almost the doctors of the industry, analogizing it to the medical industry. So I saw, as a group, you know, let's help them, because they were, in effect, the weaklings. You had the big, powerful IBMs and AT&Ts in those days, and Lotus and others, Ashton Tate. But I saw sort of where the future was going to go.
Right. Now, Ashton Tate was kind of the group that you took as your first ASCII members, correct?
Correct. And what happened, the founding was, I actually created a nonprofit association for the Entree Computer Centers,
okay,
which was one of the first chains that IBM anointed to sell the IBM PC, and that's how they started their distribution channels, to only have 4 or 5 major public franchisors that could sell a very special product, the IBM PC. And Ashton Tate had the largest chain of software stores in a similar franchise called Software Centers International, and they tried to make it cute, so it was SOFTWAIRE, so spell it differently. Maybe people say, what's this about? And that was a chain, but then George Tate, the founder of Ashton Tate, died, and services went down, and these 40 franchisees of Software Centers International, wholly owned by Ashton Tate, went bankrupt. The franchisor went bankrupt because the franchisees stopped paying royalties.
Mm.
And this was in 84.
Yep. Okay. Now, looking back at how things started and how things are today, 35 years later, are there still similarities, or how has ASCII changed over the years to kind of adjust?
That's a great question. You know, you can answer it philosophically or factually, or not that there's a conflict between philosophy and facts, but in some sense, there's no difference. You have a network, basically, you have a community, and everybody wants to be in a community. That's the way people are. They don't want to be by themselves. Again, philosophy, what you reap is what you shall sow, almost biblical, but if you're in a community, you can reap together and do better together than you can by yourself in a mountaintop someplace. So these people wanted to be in a community and leverage their strengths, which meant also learning together. So that was really why they formed a new type of community 35 years ago, the ASCII Group, which was not a franchise, but paying a monthly or yearly fee in return for getting community benefits. The reverse of a franchise, because as a franchise acts or is, the more the franchisees make in sales, the higher the royalty, because it's a 6% royalty. You know, $1 million, you get $60,000, and $2 million, you get $120,000. So the franchisor makes all the profits.
Right.
But in an ASCII concept, you pay the same fee year after year, but if there's more value, the value goes back to the members.
Right.
So,
and it doesn't matter the size of the business, you know, whether you're a solo tech or, you know, $5 million MSP, I'm just throwing out numbers.
Same price. Yeah, we're not, again, like a franchise, you know, charge more for the big guys. And after a while, the big guy says, well, I'm subsidizing the small guys, so I don't want to be in the group because these are only small guys. We're agnostic as far as almost anything, as long as you're legitimate and have a good business. Right. Obviously, we don't want any people we don't want.
And the services and benefits are different. Not everybody, you know, has to have all the same benefits. Some join for the vendor discounts, some join for the insurance, some join for the marketing assistance.
Correct. It's a little bit of a Chinese menu. You know, you go into a restaurant, you can only one thing to eat. That restaurant's probably going to be around too long.
Right.
But if you have a potpourri of things, what we do.
So what do you think has been, let's say if you had to pick one of the proudest things that you've seen in ASCII?
Well, the proudest things I've seen is our staff. I mean, all business depends on people. And our staff, ASCII staff, internal staff we have about 14, 15 employees. It's not a giant staff, but because of the virtual nature of the world today, we don't need a big staff. You know, 20 years ago, we probably had 100 people doing what we're doing. But the staff is great. People, you know, work well together. Everybody has a different role. And I'd say, in a way, it's the people that work in the ASCII staff that I'm proud of. But probably equal to that is the value that the members get working together, sharing leads, sharing expertise. Probably our biggest asset is the world's most active forum, where these members in every state of the United States, all throughout Canada and even Mexico, connect and learn together by their own expertise. Peer-to-peer learning is the way to go in almost anything. If you're open to learning and you put your ego aside and you say somebody else might know something, and that's what our people do, because that's number one in business anyway, in life, you know, put the ego aside. And you might learn from your peers, and that's what, you know, our forum allows. So I think that's our biggest asset, and it's an intangible asset, but that's why people stay in the group year after year.
Absolutely. Your staff has been tremendous, even to me. The member-to-member contributions are fantastic. I've actually used several other members to help me and learn, and then other members have reached out to me as well, so that has been a good thing. Speaking of staff, in doing a little bit of research, I found out that you pretty much beat the staff regularly at the game of tennis.
Uh-oh. This is putting a high bar now. Well, we got a pretty athletic staff, too. Some of these people.
I've heard, but it sounds like you're still tearing it up out there, and you've had some great tennis over the years, even played with some celebrities. I won't mention names. Name drop there, unless you want to. But
Well, I'll mention one because I'm an event next week. I'll mention one. I also support the Washington Tennis, WTEF, Washington Tennis Foundation, which helps inner city Washington youth use tennis as a way to not get in trouble, you might say. And there's a big dinner at the Ritz-Carlton next week, and they're honoring Billie Jean King, who has done a lot not only for women but for everything, using tennis as a platform.
Right.
Equal Rights Amendment and everything else she's done. I've actually played with her once at a CRN event in Las Vegas, and the pictures of me and playing with Billie Jean as her partner and some other things. This is a number of years ago, so that was a proud moment. But tennis can be used for many things, but I've played in college. I love the game, so I still play a lot.
All right. Well, ASCII, folks, is the largest and oldest IT community in the world.
Yeah.
You've had some other pretender organizations come up. There are some that are nipping at your heels, but
we wish them all well. We do our thing, you know.
ASCII has been and is still the flagship organization for the IT community. So, Alan, thank you very much for taking a few minutes here and sharing the history of ASCII.
Well, my pleasure. I enjoy it, and I enjoy this conversation very much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again here on Radio Row, Marvin B. with PodNuts Pro here at the ASCII Success Summit in Bethesda, Maryland, 2019 version. And I'm joined now with another member from ASCII. I'm joined by Don Sizer with Third Element Consulting. Don, how are you?
Good. How are you, Marvin?
I am doing pretty good. So you are a member of ASCII. How long have you guys been a member?
We've actually been a member for about a year.
Oh.
So this is kind of new to us as far as that goes, but we've been in business for more than 13 years.
Okay. All right. Now, is this your first ASCII event?
No, it's the second one.
Okay. All right. In 13 years in business.
Yeah.
All right. So just to get this out of the way, Third Element Consulting, MSP?
We are an MSP. We are woman-owned, and we vertical into law enforcement, legal, medical, that kind of thing.
Nice. Yeah. Now, that's a pretty interesting vertical.
It is an interesting vertical, and it's absolutely where my heart has been the entire time, and I love it. Love my clients, just love the way that everything works that in that particular vertical.
Okay. So I know this is about ASCII, but you just got me peaked. So what was it that actually got you guys into that vertical?
So the law enforcement vertical is very different in that once you're into that vertical with one client, you end up with, one client talking to another, because it's a very close-knit community, and you just end up with more and more clients as you go. So once you're in with one, you kind of get in with more of them.
So not too different than other verticals, because that happened to me with law firms.
Exactly. Where once they all talk to each other. That's exactly right. Yep.
Okay. So you were in business for 12 years before ASCII, so what kind of drew your attention to ASCII and what made you join?
So what's really funny is we ended up at another conference somewhere and one of our partners said, hey, do you know what ASCII is? And like, yeah, it's a language. I got you. What? No,
yeah,
no.
It's ASCII. Nobody uses that anymore.
Right, right. And it was like, no, it's actually a group specifically for this industry. I was like, I have never heard of this. How have I not heard of this? And so he ended up dragging me to somebody else's hotel suite that night. And then I met the folks from ASCII and joined because it's just a fantastic group.
All right. In terms of the benefits that you guys are partaking of, what do you think has been the biggest thing to help you?
One of the biggest things, I think, is the mind share from all of the other members, just to be able to either come to an event or be on the boards and ask questions and talk to people and see how somebody else is doing something, because sometimes you just need to bounce an idea off somebody else that knows exactly what you're talking about, because it's great that, you know, you have other mentors and things in other business fields, but nobody knows what being in the IT field is like, except other IT people.
Right.
And it's not like you can call up the guy next door.
True, because that has always been the big bugaboo.
Right, right.
We've been in business for a while as well, and calling other IT companies, they don't want to talk to you. They don't want to share.
Yeah.
Whereas in ASCII, everybody shares.
Exactly.
And everybody helps each other, too. Have you partnered with any other ASCII member in terms of projects or use them for assistance, or they used you for assistance?
Because of the vertical that we're in, no. We all actually have to be FBI cleared and all kinds of crazy stuff. So we haven't gotten to that point yet. I'm hoping that we can. Maybe there's another group out there that, you know, is like-minded like us, does what we do. And, you know, maybe we can, you know, find them. Maybe we can find them through the podcast. Who knows?
Maybe.
And maybe we can team up. That would be great.
Okay. I also heard that you are involved in an educational project that
we do. So my eldest child is an autistic. He's an autistic adult at this point. He just turned 21. And as we were going through high school with him and all kinds of stuff, we found out that there isn't a lot of options for people that are high functioning autistics out in the workforce. So we put together a hiring, training, retaining, basically onboarding package. So we built this huge package on how to onboard neurodiverse employees, because we find a lot of them in the IT field. They just kind of gravitate towards us, right, whether it's, you know, ADHD or the high functioning autistics or, you know, whatever the case might be. But yeah, we built this huge program to onboard them properly and retain the staff. So we have a lot of really cool people with a lot of really unique talent in our company, and we just have a culture that supports it.
Nice. So that's what you've done for your company. Now, I have to assume that you've now gotten requests from other MSPs and other companies.
MSPs, a couple colleges want me to come teach it,
really?
Which
nice.
Which is really kind of interesting. So I'm really excited about that, that other people are interested enough in it for starters, but also that they want to support it. And it's kind of a big deal for me as, you know, somebody's mom to say, yes, we want that. We want to make sure that other kids have the same advantage that yours did. And I think that's fantastic.
Now, that sounds to me like it could be an opportunity to be a branch out organization
it
part
could.
Of your business.
It could. Actually, we've been talking to another group, and I would advise everybody to take a look at them. They're called Metard's House. They're an after-school program. They're a 501(c). And what they do is make sure that, you know, kids who may be at risk have somewhere to go after school. So they provide tutoring, they provide meals, they provide, you know, just a safe place for them to go after school. And they're geared at teens. So the ones that would be most at risk to get into trouble after school kind of thing, that's where they go. So we've been partnering up with them to make sure that they have an IT component as well when they're looking at trade programs for these kids, just to give them some extra something to look at besides college.
Okay. Can you say that once again so I can get it written down
sure.
and make sure it's in the show note?
It's MetardsHouse.org, and I'll spell that for you after the podcast.
Okay. .org. All right. So I will have that in the show note, folks, that you can go look that up and see what else you guys can do, like Dawn here, and helping out your family, community, and workforce.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Dawn, I want to thank you very much for taking a couple minutes out of this and sharing your experience with ASCII. I know that I said just about 5 minutes or so, but is there anything else that just popped up in your head that you wanted to share?
I don't think so. I really appreciate the opportunity, and this has been great. So thank you so much. It's been
All
a pleasure.
Right. It's been great seeing you here, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the event.
Excellent. Thank
you
so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. Welcome back, everyone. Marvin B. here with Podnuts Pro. We are continuing with our live interviews from the ASCII Success Summit in Bethesda, Maryland. And I've got another great person here off the streets on Radio Row. I am joined by Chief Channel Officer of PAX 8, Mr. Ryan Walsh. Ryan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Marvin. I appreciate you having me on your program.
All right. So basically what we're doing is talking to both attendees, vendors, sponsors, whoever, because this is the 35th year that ASCII has been in business, so doing a little shout out and salute to them. And why don't we just simply start by first telling everybody a little bit about PAX 8 for listeners who may not know.
Yeah, you bet. I appreciate that. Yeah, so PAX 8 is a born in the cloud distributor. So what that means is it's all we do is help MSPs take advantage of this massive cloud opportunity. And we built our whole business around just dealing with cloud products.
All right. And one of the things that I know that companies like is you guys not only are the cloud vendor, but you guys are integrated into a lot of the RMM platforms that we use. You make a lot of the purchasing decisions easy for us because it's all there.
Well, this is right, Marvin, and I get asked a lot of times, like, what makes you different than a traditional distributor? And this is just one example of how we think differently, which is it's not about us. It's about how do we help the managed service provider get into the cloud business, and typically how it integrates in with those systems is a part of the conversation that comes up early. It's like, even if the cloud product is great, how do I get it? How do I bill it? How does it get incorporated into how I run my business? And so we did integrations to all the PSA tools because our partner said, I want to use your cloud marketplace for instantly delivering these products.
Right.
And controlling the order transaction. But when it comes to billing and managing that customer account, I'm using these PSA tools to do that. So how do you make that easy? So we integrated into those accounts to help
Beautiful.
That.
Yeah. Beautiful. I actually am a partner with PAX 8. I haven't done a lot of business with you, but I've done some, and I think there's going to be more to come. In fact, You guys made an announcement here at this ASCII event.
Yes, we did. We did. We have a unique line card where we find really MSP-centric vendors, and we're selective, though, when we add them. And so at this event, we announced that we added StorageCraft to our line card. And so we have a great suite of data protection players, and StorageCraft was a name that was coming up from our partners as one that they wanted us to add. And this is something that what's important about that is that we're hearing that MSPs want to be able to put together the combination or the multi-vendor stack of technology solutions the way they want. And so that we're built for that. So if we have a few options for them, that allows them to, you know, build the stack that they want. And StorageCraft had a good reputation out there with their Shadow Protect bare metal backup product.
Right.
You know, a lot of partners, I polled the room and more than half raised their hand in terms of they were familiar with the product. So it's just a good example of the type of vendors we want to add.
Okay. Now, it seems pretty interesting that you chose this event to actually make that announcement, which I guess, you know, leads credibility to the partnership that you have with ASCII. So
100%. I mean, we saw this. So PAX8's been in business for a number of years and really taken off over the last couple. But before that, we heard and knew that ASCII was, you know, one of the oldest but largest network of MSPs out there. And what we really liked about it was it was regional. It was sort of where MSPs lived.
Right.
And we thought that was really important because sometimes if you go to events that are too big, you're not going to attract the type of partners that are here. And these are the partners that we serve. And so it was really easy for us to find ASCII from that perspective. And the industry knows about ASCII. I co-chair the channel advisory board with CompTIA. And, you know, so the industry speaks of ASCII, knows of ASCII, and our experience with it as a sponsor has been fantastic. Because when we were talking last night, there was a new partner that was asked to come in here. Most people, and I talked to Alan about this, a lot of members have been here for a while.
Right.
They don't leave. And so, but I was talking to a guy, he's like, somebody told me I should be here. Tell me about ASCII. I don't usually get asked that question. I get asked, tell me about PAX8.
But right.
It's like, tell me about ASCII. And it was pretty easy. He's like, well, why do people come here? And I'm like, look around. Now, this was the welcome reception.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was, I said, this is a forum for peers to share best practice, you know, learn from each other and learn from this group who has, you know, interesting content, interesting products. This is a great way to help invigorate your business. And, this is what it is.
Yep. It's one of the great traits of ASCII that companies can come together, talk, share, and not feel like they're competing against each other.
Right.
They're collaborating with each other.
It makes it really makes, I think this is true of the IT industry, but it's very unique because we see it at play all the time. Some, you know, a few people get together, find out that they're selling a similar type of service and asking the other, well, what are you doing to deal with this challenge or this objection? And it's just, I love that about the industry. Right. And ASCII has groomed this. And it's obvious by virtue of a full room, and a lot of repeat members who keep coming back. So
right.
it's a great association.
Right. The other thing that people have mentioned that they like a lot is most conferences, you know, you always get the salespeople and the marketing people pushing the product, but it's rare that they get access to higher up executives in the company, yourself included, where you don't have to be at an event like this. You've got people you can send, but you're here.
Yeah, I mean, this is I want to be here because I'll tell you this. This is just from, you know, from someone like a PAX8, which is, we're new. I mean, we've been out here since 2012. We started, really didn't get out into the industry until a year, 18 months later. But we're learning so much about what this industry wants that an event like this is how you can listen and hear what people have to say. If you're not asking the questions, from my view as a born in cloud distributor, I wouldn't learn how to get an edge,
right,
find out what this industry wants. And I know I also source a lot of vendors, and ASCII has attracted newer players, vendors I haven't seen before. And I want to know, because we're very selective on our line card, it's the same thing. And what I notice is any vendor who is here, they recognize the power of this community.
Right.
And so if you're going to try and launch your product, you want to do it through an MSP community, this is a great place to be. So it does go hand in hand that executives of distributors like Pax8 or new vendors that are coming into the market, they do have executives here because it's the insight that you can gather from MSPs who are willing to speak to you is invaluable.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. I am grateful that you are here, and I'm sure many others are. And we look forward to seeing you at other ASCII Success events. And folks, you have just heard from Ryan Walsh, Chief Channel Officer at Pax8. If you head to their website, pretty simple. Distribution simplified.
That's it. Thanks so much, Marvin. Right, I really enjoyed this.
By.
I appreciate it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are continuing with our ASCII Live interviews at the ASCII Success Summit here in Bethesda, Maryland in 2019, and grabbing people as we see them. And want to introduce another great vendor in the community. You guys have heard of them. I have the co-founder and vice president of GreenLink Networks, Giovanni Rodriguez. Giovanni, how are you?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
And thank you, everybody, for listening.
Yes. So, Giovanni, you know that we are basically promoting ASCII in its 35 years as the oldest and largest IT community. And you guys started a little while back, and I think you guys immediately jumped into ASCII, right?
Yeah. So we, my co-founder, so it's two partners, and we knew ASCII before we started the MSP. My business partner actually worked for a consulting firm, and they were ASCII members.
Okay.
So as soon as we started the company, we started as an MSP, as you mentioned, Synodex Solutions, and right away we joined. We knew the benefit and had been members for a long time, over 10 years.
Okay. So you get one of the added joys of being a member and now being on the other side as well.
And yeah, and as a member, we you know, all the benefits from, you know, the collaboration, mm-hmm. being able to network and talk to other providers, sometimes in your geographical area, the fact that they have events in different parts of the country,
yes.
was great. Because sometimes you could travel if you want to talk to people that are not direct competition.
Right.
You get to travel and get the benefit. I think ASCII, you know, covers part of that expense. And that was great. You know, the forums are pretty awesome as a way right. to throw ideas around or, you know, tackle a problem together with other like-minded MSP, so right. that was great.
So I'm going to have to ask you questions from both vantage points.
Okay,
because right. as an MSP, I've been asking everybody, you know, just the things that you said. What was it that after you joined made it such a great, you know, company or community to stay a part of?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are some immediate membership benefits, like the liability insurance, being able to. Just the savings we saw there, excuse me, allowed us to basically pay for the membership.
Okay.
But I think to me, the networking and collaboration and the open communication that happens between vendors, between members, it was really important for us.
That word has been used a lot today, collaboration.
Yeah.
Because I started out talking with somebody and we talked about the fact that before ASCII, if you tried to talk to another MSP or another IT consulting company, it was always seen as competition.
Absolutely.
Whereas,
absolutely.
As being a part of ASCII, it's more collaboration.
Yeah. It's, and I truly encourage that the fact that, you know, a lot of collaboration between MSPs, you know, you can't know everything, right?
Right.
But if you're part of the ASCII community, I could tell you, you could go in the forum and you could ask a question and somebody will have the answer. Or you need somebody, you know, you're in Jersey and you need somebody in California that's going to go and plug in a computer or a firewall right. for you.
Yep, boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. I mean, that's great. And I see a lot of friendships that have developed from, you know, talking on the forum, from, you know, going to the shows. And it's always great having someone, whether you're the business owner or you're the service manager or whatever the function is. I highly encourage, you know, MSP owners to send the rest of their staff to, you know, talk. If you're the dispatcher, you know, you'll find somebody else that does exactly that. And you guys can share ideas and you know, and that's where the collaboration happens.
All right. So before I talk to you about the transition from member to
sure.
vendor, let's tell everybody a little bit about GreenLink Networks. I know that I've mentioned that
my listeners have heard, but I have to step back and think, maybe not everybody's heard. So tell us a little bit about Greenlink.
Absolutely. So Greenlink, you know, and again, talking about a lot of the things we did and people and relationships we made, we became good at one area of IT, which was VoIP. And through the years, we struggled getting a provider that had everything we wanted to see from the provider. We created a product initially for a period of time, sold it through the MSP. And, you know, in a lot of these events and talking to a lot of my peers, they said, we need a vendor that could provide this type of service in this way. Right. Me and my partner decided to launch Greenlink as a channel-only VoIP services company. And we have a very flexible product with, you know, high compensation and benefits to the partners. And we've been very welcomed.
Well, I can tell you this. One of the things that everybody loves is the fact that, first, you're dealing with partners.
Yes.
And you're not competing against the partners.
That's important. That's important because early on in our MSP days, and I don't say this too often, and nobody's going to hear this, right? But
just between you and me.
Exactly. So we sold, you know, some of the big guys, you know, back in our MSP days, and we were making very little margin. It didn't feel like a partnership. And you were afraid to register a deal because, you know, to get that extra kick, right, in terms of commission. But you were afraid that their sales team was going to call them directly and steal that sale. And I think that's a concern. So as an MSP, we like working with channel-only providers. And that's what we are. And we sell exclusively through the channel and focus all of our efforts in making it better in terms of services and making that relationship really good with MSP. So I'm really enjoying talking to MSP because we speak their language,
right.
and you know, we have our war stories, and it seems like every MSP in one way or another started the same way. We were good technically. We were good, you know, and I do that carpenter analogy. You're good at carpentry and, you know, you say one day I'm going to start a business. And then you have all these different things
all
that you
the
didn't
other
know
things that,
that you didn't know you needed,
right?
Right? So we go from, you know, being an engineer or a technician to now running a business and all the challenges that come with that. So having a venue or a space in which you could share those struggles and challenges, it's because it could feel lonely,
right? That's got to feel somewhat refreshing on both sides,
right?
Both to the MSPs that you're talking to,
yeah,
that they know that you understand their language and that you can communicate to them and say, look, yeah, we know.
Yeah. And when we decided to become a vendor, you know, it was easier for us to launch because of the friendships that we had with our peers in the industry in communities like ASCII.
Right.
So, you know, we reached out to my ASCII member friends and said, hey, you know, we're launching Greenlink. Would you like to become a partner? And those were our first partners, people
nice.
That I already knew as a member.
All right. So do you know the number of years between being an attendee, being a member, and being a vendor, how long you guys have been with ASCII?
I would say it has to be about 13,
okay,
if not 14 years,
all right,
that we've been members.
So you've seen the nice little growth that has happened in our industry, all the changes that have happened, and the fact that members in ASCII are assisting each other in those changes. Because 13 years ago, we weren't really doing remote support like we are now.
We're not. Yeah, we were selling hardware. We were building computers to sell.
And most MSPs weren't taking on VoIP as part of their business model.
They weren't. It was a different, you know, the phone guy was a different type of person,
right,
different type of skill. And what started happening as, you know, everything started moving to the cloud, everything became an IP device. And you know, where you have phones that route through the network,
yeah,
and outside of the network, you know, the type of skill that was necessary, was different. And, you know, it's the IP, an IP phone is another device that's on the network.
Absolutely.
And, it fell on the lap of the IT company
IT, yeah,
or the MSP company. And it's a logical, add-on, you know, service, service that should be. You know, and I might be a little biased, but I feel that just like backups and email, and security, that VoIP is, it's a natural service to add as part of an MSP portfolio.
And it's critical. Businesses still need phones.
Yeah, you know, phones just are important.
It's because cell phones have taken over a lot of the consumer side. Businesses still need regular phone service.
Yeah, and it's a service that if it's not deployed correctly, it could be delicate. You have a phone deployment that didn't, you know, wasn't deployed correctly, you're going to have issues. And what happens is that when the MSPs get frustrated when they're working with the big companies sometimes, and they're not looking at the local network.
Right.
So the best deployment happens when the, you know, the person that's the local IT company that understands the network, knows the capacity of the network and how to optimize it correctly working with us, we're going to have the most successful deployments.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks, a little bit from GreenLink Networks. And I'm talking with Giovanni Rodriguez here at the ASCII Success Summit. You heard it, folks, a 13-year veteran of the ASCII community. And Giovanni, do you have something else you want to throw in there?
I just want to say congratulations to ASCII on 35 years. It's been a great ride, and I never get tired of, you know, in passings or, you know, in meetings, hearing the story, you know, from the very beginning,
right,
from Alan. It's incredible how much this community has grown, the influence that it has in terms of MSPs, bringing a lot of education, bringing a lot of services. And I'm very proud to, you know it as a vendor, and also having been a member. I've been lucky to have seen both sides.
Well,
so very proud of that.
I will pass that along to them. And as the rest of this comes out, I will put together a full podcast, and you can hear Alan when I did an interview with him and talk about the beginnings again and how he formed ASCII and what it's meant to over the years.
Look forward to it.
So thank you very much for taking time out. I'll let you get back to the conference, and hope you enjoy the rest of it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Marvin B. here, back once again from the ASCII Success Summit in Bethesda, Maryland, here on Radio Row, presenting ASCII Live. Again, folks, we are here celebrating the 35th anniversary year of ASCII, and we are interviewing members and vendors and all sorts of people here at the conference, and just had a little pause, got a picture taken, folks. That's how live this is. So right now I am joined by, well, let me first say that you guys know, if you listen to this on a regular basis, how much I love to get other people from the state of Florida. Even though I'm here in Bethesda, Maryland, Floridians travel well. So I have a gentleman here who's got a company out of Tampa, Florida, and he is not only an ASCII member, he is a presenter here at the Success Summit. And I'm here with Angel Rojas from Data Core Technology Solutions. Angel, how are you, sir?
I am well, Marvin. Thanks for having me. And I will admit that was me taking the selfie.
Okay. I wasn't going to blow you up like that, but
it's all right. There's no shame in it.
All right. Great. So, Angel, you are pretty much a mainstay member here of ASCII, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
I guess.
How many years have you guys been a member?
Just a couple of years, but I didn't take too long to make myself at home, I guess.
That is true. So you are actually presenting at all 9 of the summits this year.
That's correct. Actually, except Denver, unfortunately.
Except
I won't
Denver.
Be able to make it to Denver, but I'll be at 8 of them.
Okay. And it's interesting, your topic is approaching the home services market, even though you're really going to be talking about both residential and commercial.
Yeah. So, you know, when you write the titles for these things, you have to think about, you know, how do we capture people's attention and stuff. So it's kind of a broad topic, HVAC contractors, mechanical, electrical, plumbing. And so people understand home services and HVAC. We're from Florida, you know, AC, that speaks to a lot of people there.
Yep,
so nobody wants to be hot.
Yeah.
So talking to MSPs about some of the unique needs that industry has, and a lot of the interesting similarities between the industries, and how to talk to those owners, where to find them, what to say to them, what not to say to them, what ticks them off and makes them run away quickly, and really just how to come up next to them and be a partner in their business and help them grow, help them take on any kind of challenges. The industry is way behind. We're all familiar with the Target breach of 2012, and, you know, still here in 2019, we're still dealing with a lot of poor hardware that's out there.
Right.
It's hard to replace it because it's expensive. And, you know, that's not new to us.
It is not.
With cybersecurity becoming such a big topic for not just our industry, but everybody. Everybody's talking about cybersecurity. And with that topic being so hot, you know how hard it is. And I'm sure other MSPs listening to this are going to love this, but you know how hard it is to talk to clients about it. And there's no way around it. Costs have to go up.
Yep.
You know, there's new tools that have to be brought into play. You can no longer keep that Windows XP computer for 20 years, okay? It has to be replaced. We got Windows 7 coming up for end of life in January.
Yep.
And, you know, it doesn't make financial sense to refurb a bunch of desktops. I mean, it's time to give up.
Right.
You know, give up the computer and replace it. So,
it is.
But clients don't want to do that, and I understand that. We have to be sensitive to price concerns. So they, in the HVAC industry, have that same problem.
Yes, they do. I have I have a plumbing and mechanical customer. It's odd because they still have a 2008 small business server that hopefully I get to upgrade for them, but they're in the process of moving into a new building, so they're spending that kind of money. They have to upgrade their internet. They have to upgrade their Wi-Fi. They're growing as a business, and we are having those conversations about what it's going to take to get them caught up to speed. And again, there's an industry where they really want to spend as little money as possible.
Well, I mean, who wants to spend money, right? You know, we're cheap, too.
Well, we'll spend money on things we like.
Exactly. We'll spend money on things we like. We'll also spend money on things we feel uncomfortable about.
Right.
And so I think a lot of them look at the server and they're like, well, it still works.
Yes.
So I'm comfortable about it.
Yep.
And so part of what we have to do is educate on why you should be uncomfortable with that server that's old.
Yep.
You know, we've got some really cool new tools that we're using, and we can see people knocking on the door. Okay.
Yep.
And you go to a client and you show them how many people are knocking at the door every minute. That'll get their attention.
Right.
And then you ask them, how many knocks do you think it's going to take before they get the password right? So,
or until somebody lets them in.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
And so that's part of my message that I'm bringing to ASCII members this year is, you know, it's our job to educate. That needs to be a part of our sales process and our marketing process is education. You know, you talk to FBI, you talk to Secret Service, they're going blue in the face saying the same thing. Education, 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 because business email compromise is the number one way people are getting into networks.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and
it is.
And so the only way to hedge against that, there's not really a technological way to hedge against it. It's education and awareness.
Right.
People need to know what these emails look like, and they are looking better and better.
Absolutely.
Every day.
Especially when they come from people you know.
Exactly.
So let's talk a little bit about the fact that one of the big ASCII benefits is exactly what you're doing, helping to educate other members in the community, getting education, because I was talking to somebody earlier in the fact that years ago, before I joined ASCII and before I joined some other groups, reaching out to other IT providers, other MSPs, they didn't want to share. They didn't want to collaborate. They thought of it as competition.
Well, right. We want to keep our toys to ourselves.
Yes.
And problem is, you know, the word is not competition anymore. It's collaboration. And collaboration not only happens within clients and vendors, but it also has to happen within other MSPs because let's just face it. The problems that we're facing today are not the problems we were facing a decade ago.
Absolutely.
And it is impossible to consume and process the amount of information that we're gathering and the amount of threat intelligence that we're being presented every day. So when you talk to other people that are going through the same challenges, number one, you don't feel alone anymore. You don't feel like you're a lone wolf out there trying to keep the world out of your clients.
Right.
And number two, it's always good to know what somebody else is doing that's different. And, you know, you might be a 1-2 person firm or a 20 person firm, but maybe in that 1 or 2 person firm, you're doing 2 or 3 things that'll blow that 20 person firm out of the water.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to be willing to learn from each other, learn those best practices, listen, don't dismiss any behavior. In fact, actually, I think the only behavior we should dismiss is arrogance. you know, arrogance and being closed-minded about it. We got to listen, and we got to share and be open about what we're doing so that we can, at the end of the day, protect our clients better.
Right.
The reality is there's plenty of food out there for everybody. And we really don't make any progress, you know, trading clients in a market. We make progress capturing those clients, and they exist. I've seen them, who are still just doing it on their own.
Yes.
They're going to Best Buy, buying some computers, and trying to figure it out on their own. So there's plenty of food out there for us to
eat.
There
is. Absolutely. So let's talk about, now, talking to you off air before, I know you've had your business for quite some time, and in the state of Florida, I am quite familiar with the business market and what we're up against. But let's talk about what actually was it that brought you to ASCII. Had you heard of ASCII before?
Yeah, actually, I'd heard of ASCII before, and I just never really took the time to learn about it. I think my only regret was I didn't join sooner.
Right.
But I had heard of ASCII before. I was just coming off of other peer groups and things like that. I was looking for something a little bit different, and ASCII definitely is more of a peer-driven and community-driven group.
Right.
There is no overarching agenda to sell you anything other than the community.
Right.
And so that was cool because, you know, I've been to tons of events, and I always have to go to the events with my guard up. You know, it's like I'm trying to keep my credit card in my pocket and not buy one of everything. And so at ASCII, it's a little different. You know, there's peer-led education. You know, like what myself and Leo and Rob and Rayanne are doing this year, and you know, there's just good stuff, good material for us to learn. I mean, you know, we got vendor pitches, and they're absolutely critical. And that was actually another reason why I joined. Going to these events, I get to talk to my vendors.
Yes.
And I wrote an article. I think I was mentioned. Yes, in Channel Executive, it was the article about how to deal with vendors and how to attract vendors and talk to them. And it's absolutely critical to realize that we don't make anything as MSPs. We don't create any tools or software. There are few of us that do, but for the most part, we don't. So we depend on other people's stuff
right.
to work right, to look right, to function, to do what it's advertised to do. And so having those relationships where you can influence the product, influence its development, and help grow other vendors and make them better so that you end up with a better product, that's right. key. Absolutely critical.
And the difference is here, we actually get to see some of the higher-ups in
yes,
those
we
vendors,
do.
Where if you go to the larger conferences, you're not to dismiss the sales and marketing teams that are out there, but
right.
there's a little bit more access.
Yeah, there's quite a few of the founders of some yep. of the vendors here and the presidents and CEOs. So that's always nice. You get to talk to the people that actually make the decisions.
Yep. Be great. And now that you've been in a couple of years, you're making the transition from just not only being an attendee and a consumer of the services, but you're actually now presenting and becoming kind of a, I don't know if I can call you mentor yet, but I know that people are coming to you asking you
yeah.
for your advice on stuff.
I do get people contacting me for advice on stuff, and I'm always glad to help whenever I can. I'm always glad to share a little bit about my story, and you know, everybody's got a story. Everybody's got something that they're yep. dealing with, and so it's whatever, you know, it's what defines them. And in many cases for a period of time or for a long period of time, you know, short period or long period, but you know, so I love talking to people, listening to what they're going through and, you know, giving them maybe a different perspective that they didn't consider. You know, we joked around some people, you just got to tell them, hey man, why don't you hang up the towel and get a job?
Yes.
And it's a hard message, but at the end of the day, maybe it's what they needed to hear. And for some other people, you know, hey man, it sucks that you're going through that. Why don't you double down?
Yeah.
Keep going. You're doing it well. Double down and keep going.
Yep, you're on the right path.
Exactly. So, you know, it's not a one size fits all thing, but it's really cool to listen to people and say, hey, you know, here's my thought. You can take it for what it's worth.
Yep.
I'll tell you what I did. It may not be appropriate for you, but you're welcome to try it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, folks, that is just one of the great many things you'll find being a part of ASCII. Angel, whose company has been a member for just a few years, but has really become an integral part of the community here. And Angel, I appreciate your time and
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your effort. in helping to move the group forward.
And it was a pleasure being here and an honor. Thank you very much, Marvin, for inviting me.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the conference, and I'm going to try to make your session this afternoon.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
All right, Angel, take care.
Take care.